you know, it's funny when you get talking about evil. You just can't help it. It's odd how things remind us. This is WORAM at FM New York. Speaking of sneakiness, you got the thing warmed up in there? All righty.
Pardon me, but could you send your smoke signals a little further away? The smoke is beginning to bother me.
Sorry, but me got them, spread them news fast about Buick dealers trading powwow.
What's that all about?
Right now, Buick dealers offering best trades in many moons on beautiful new Buick. Oh, you get them Buick, you want them. That's right, you want them.
But isn't a Buick out of my reach?
Research shows 8 out of 10 new car buyers pay price for Buick, yet many end up with car with only low price name. Buick has 6 different price ranges, so no need to end up with low price name. You find them out low Buick prices at Buick dealers during heap big trading powwow.
Well, I guess I'd better go to this Buick trading powwow myself.
By the way, you want them locked up?
Thanks very much.
They're confident there. There is a radio station. In fact, I know of at least 4 of them that use fundamentally the same station break. I wish I had an echo chamber here now. Let's say if WOR were to...
Hello, echo chambers are very necessary to many radio stations.
All right, here we go. All right, give me the echo chamber. As soon as I give you the... Here, we'll pretend like the music has just finished. Eddie, music, come on, bring it on that real fast. It's
WOR, Fundamental News, is not copyrighted. For this reason, you may hear WOR, Fundamental News, later on other stations. WOR Time, Fundamental WOR Time, is not copyrighted. You may hear WOR, Fundamental Time, on other stations later. WOR Fundamental Time is now 11:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, now, if you think I'm kidding, there are stations who are advertising now that the news really doesn't belong to them. However, the other stations that are putting it on later are secretly copying them. Well, now, that brings up all kinds of ideas and images.
Yeah, man.
Well, the summertime came. I guess I was reminded of this situation by the air tonight. It's March, you know? As you can taste spring in the air. Well, let me tell you what happened. All spring. One day, as I was leaving the studio, along with all the other high school kids, the chorus, the kids that did the rotten drama, the high school gym teacher who came on and talked about the activities of the week through his nose, you know, that guy, the whole crew, we were leaving, and boy, all of us were all excited. We'd been on the radio for a little minute and a half. When a man came along, a man was waiting outside of the studio for me. And he was a man who looked like he had an odd look. He kind of looked like Boris Karloff. Yeah, very official man. And I came out and he says, Gene Shepherd? And I said, yes, I am the manager of the radio station. This is the stuff of which dreams are made, you know. And he says, would you care to step back into my office unless you're in a hurry? No. Well, I get back to the guy's office. I figured, you know, this is it. Yeah, I've done something terrible or something. I'd never even met this guy. And he said, I've been listening to you, on the, Saturday morning program. And, I wonder, would you like to have a regular job here at the radio station doing radio programs? Would you like to do a radio program and do a regular job? Have a show here. Can you imagine? What are you going to do? You know. And I'm about 16. Woo, whoopee. And the man says, well, we're looking for a summer replacement man to come in and to do several programs and do regular staff work. However, we want you specifically to do a teenage program. We'll work on that. He says, however, we'd like you to try to start out with the staff work right away. This is Saturday. He says, could you come in tonight at 5 o'clock? I said, what? I don't know. Yes, of course. I'll stay right here. It's about 11 in the morning. I said, I won't go. He says, well, no. He says, that's not necessary. You come back and come in at 5, and Tex will show you around. Tex? Yes. Well, I'll tell you who Tex was. Tex was a famous local radio performer who was legendary, whom I had only heard, you know. I just heard these people on the air. Tex was an ex-hillbilly singer who was doing all kinds of radio shows on this station. And apparently was also the head of the announcing department. I didn't know anything about that. Well, I just, you know, Tex was going to show me around. That would be like, you know, they call you off the street and they say, Larry Olivier will show you around the theater. We'd like you to start next week. We'd like you to do, well, we'll start you out with, how about Antonio in Merchant of Venice? We'll start you out on that one. He's playing, he'll show you, Larry will show you around. Well, you know, I said, well, Tex, well, I go out on the street, you know, and the high school kids are all waiting for the bus. And I get out there, and they're all standing around. I said, what happened, Chef? And what happened? I said, I got a job. He offered me a job. I'm going to do a show. And they, of course, nobody believes. They're like, oh, come on, knock it off. This is insane. You know, this is, also, when I must point out, in the days when radio was a fantastic deal, see? So I was going to have a show. Well, I got on the bus, and when I got home, my mother had this funny look on her face, and she said there was a telephone call from the radio station. I figured they chickened out, you know, right away they chickened out. She says, yes, there's a phone call from the radio station. They want you to come in at 4:30 instead of 5. What's all this about? I said, I got a job, Ma. Well, of course, the house at home, they just thought that was nutty. They couldn't believe it at all. They could not believe it. That I was going to be on the radio, and it was going to be me, you know, doing the radio. I was, you know, well, that day, I got back on, immediately got back on the streetcar and went downtown and waited next door. So finally, 4:30, and I go tearing into this place, and I go up the stairs, and it's Saturday. I didn't know anything about radio stations on Saturday. Well, I do now, of course. But radio stations on Saturday are like Yankee Stadium in mid-December at 3 in the morning. There ain't nothing shaking. Well, that's the way this radio station was. And nothing was going on. They had, you know, they had a few network shows that are being taken by the... And I didn't know what to do, you know. I sort of stand around there in the lobby waiting around. And a guy comes up and says, what are you doing? What are you waiting for, kid? I'm supposed to be Mr. Tex here. Mr. Tex. He's asked me. I said, my name is Shepard. He said, oh, yeah, come on, kid. Well, we start going into the back, really into the back of the races. We take the long way back. The next thing I know, we're in master control, and there's an engineer sitting there eating the eternal sandwich that engineers are eating and reading the Eternal Allied catalog. Little did I realize that I was seeing something that would dog me the rest of my life. The glazed eye of the radio engineer who has not listened to a radio program since the fall of Part 3. And he's sitting there, you know, the knob. And says, hi, Kip. Hi, Kip. And Tex says, all right, he says, look, we got a newscast at 5 and a sportscast at 5:15. I want you to take those, kid. You can handle those, kid. He said, yeah. Well, he said, I'll show you how to, hey, here's the newsroom back here. You tear your news off here. You tear your news off here, and Earl will tell you what to do. Earl was the engineer, and he's sitting in there, his old eyeballs hanging out half asleep. I said, Earl. You know, and these were men. These were grown-up men, you know? I mean, men. Well, Tex, it's now 4:45. We're walking around there. You see, they got a network show. And I look at Tex, and he's wearing a hat, you know, the kind of hat that all the gangsters wear in the old late movies. He's wearing this hat, and he is 4 sheets to the wind. Tex is tanked. Well, I don't want to say, well, Mr. Tex, you're drunk, and please help me here. And Tex says, well, I'm going downtown. I think I'm going to pick up a drink, and I may or may not be back. You know what to do, kid. You just take over. Out he goes! I am in charge!
there isn't another living soul in this radio station, and it's in Chicago. They're, you know, listeners like, and I'm, so I go into the newsroom, and there it is. You know, there's about five machines. I had never seen a news machine in my life. And he just said, you know, I tear off your news, and there. And I look, and there's all little X's and numbers and stuff. Once in a while, there's a thing that says repeat. Ding, 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 ding. A couple of little news notes, and I had something about happening in California, about the taxes. And I'm standing back there, and I don't know what to do, and I go into Earl. I say, Earl, what do I do? He says, well, tear off the news. So I don't care what I don't give a damn what you do. And he sits there with his feet up on the control. He doesn't care. He's got another union. He doesn't care for nothing. So and I go in and I tear off all his stuff. You know, it's now 1 minute to five. And I go in and I says, where do I go? He says, sit down in there. Hey, he sits down in there and all of a sudden I hear the mutual, the municipal broadcasting system. He points at me. He says, make the break. I say, what? He throws his switches.
Tell him what the station is.
I said, well, I couldn't remember what station. Over above the microphone, there's a number. I said, this is WCMA. And now the news. And I started to read the news. The newscast went on for over, hey, Eddie, the newscast went on for over 4 weeks. I'm in there sweating and screaming. The telephones are ringing. Everybody's saying, who is this idiot on here? What's going on? And then I had to follow with a 15-minute newscast. I followed it with a 2-hour record show. I followed that with another 15-minute newscast. I followed that with the Washington commentary. And here I am today.